Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your yarn in circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Just Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, yarn up strong. Now, spinal cord injuries can happen in an instant and often as a result of sudden accident, leaving the individual with injuries that are life-changing and severe. Image having life as you know it, turned upside down and having to adjust to a completely new way of living. Those who acquire physical disability may find it difficult adjusting to their new life in a physical sense, as well as an emotional, financial and social sense. We're going to catch up a yarn now and have a talk to Cole McArith. He's the peer support worker at Spinal Life Australia. And peer support vital for Australians coming to terms with physical disabilities. On the line, Cole, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm very well, thanks.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you calling from? Where are you based, my friend?
Mate, I'm in Brisbane.
Mm-hmm.
Working in the PA hospital at the spinal unit there. But formerly Chartered Towers, Gadigal Country.
Oh, there you go. We've got a connection. Murray from Curry, just down the road, brother.
There you go. Not far at all, yeah.
Look, thank you for coming to the program. Look, a very important topic we're talking about here, spinal cord injuries, and you're there as a peer support worker at Spinal Life Australia. So, look, 40-odd years in the industry, a lot of experience there, brother, but just talk about the turning your world upside down in this instance. It can have devastation in the physical sense, but also in the mental, physical, social, emotional sense as well, yes?
You know, you're so right. It's one thing coming to adjust to, like, what's happened to you physically, but mentally, it's just hideous. It really is. It's like someone's taken away your future. Someone's taken away your dreams.
Yeah.
You know, everybody sort of has a bit of a plan what their future's going to look like. I know I certainly did when I was a kid. You know, I knew what I was going to do, what I thought I did. But then when you have a spinal injury, it's like everything. Your mindset is just all about what you can't do. So,
but life is throwing you a curve ball, but the curve ball is forever.
It is forever, and that's one of the hardest things to adjust to, is like learning a whole new way of doing things, but also relearning how to think about things, like, you know, trying to figure out how you're going to do stuff when you can't do it the way you used to do it.
Yes.
And, you know, that's what I find is one of the hardest things. We work with a lot of Indigenous patients as well, and as you know, the only spinal unit in the state is down here in Brisbane. So all of a sudden, you know, people are taken away from country, and
exactly
that adds another whole dimension.
We are connected to country, and if you're not on country, and then you got to tackle and handle the situation as being a quadriplegic, so to speak, double whammy bammy, you could say.
Yeah, and you know, even then, once you got back to country, is like reconnecting. And you know, one of the things that people don't really understand is you don't have a physical connection to country anymore. Like your feet aren't on the ground anymore. So
yes,
so just
And that's got to be devastating spiritually and emotionally, mentally.
Oh, it is. It is. And, you know, that's why the role of like peer support is so important, to help people to figure out how to get those connections and how to learn to do something, how to create a new life for yourself, I guess.
And when you're talking about only down there in Brisbane, I mean, there's a whole virtually state above Brisbane, and then we're talking Cape York and Torres Strait Islands, if you're talking about Indigenous clients. We probably need peer support up north here as well, will we not?
We certainly do, and we actually have a network of, like, peers in the community that we can connect people to. One of the things we try and do with everybody is get a connection for them back home, so
yes,
they can connect up, and we've got a lot of good people in the Cairns area that we can certainly connect to. Not so sure about further north than that, but certainly, you know, someone from up there, if they ended up in the spinal unit, we would be doing everything we can to try and find some connections and find a way to get them support.
And then we're talking about peer support in the cultural sense, as a First Nation peer support person. I mean, black on black is what I'm talking about, brother.
I'm with you, and we have a fairly small team of people, and we would dearly love to have an Indigenous person on our team as well. Unfortunately, you know, it takes resources and funding to do that sort of stuff. So it's kind of on our wish list, I think.
But it is on the agenda, yes.
Most definitely,
Fantastic. Yeah. So how long have you been a peer support person, Cole?
I've been working here for 17 years.
Yes.
I actually spent the first 6 or 7 years I was based in Townsville.
Okay.
So I used to travel out a fair bit. I used to come up to Cairns a lot, out to the Isa, down as far as Mackay, just going out and visiting people.
And tell us some of the work you do as a peer support person.
Well, we spend just most of the time just one-on-one.
Sure.
Talking to people. We have a motto in the peer support team: if you're going to ask, we're going to answer.
Yep.
So, you know, we basically share our most personal things. And it's a lot of that stuff, you know, just...
Are you conversing and engaged with family members as well?
Most definitely.
Yes.
And a lot of times, especially in the early stages, the family members are the ones that can sort of see the bigger picture, while the person with the spinal injury themselves, they're going to focus on just recovery and rehabilitation.
Exactly.
You know, learning simple things like how to dress yourself, or
yes, fundamentals.
How to make a wheelchair, where the family members can kind of think about the bigger things, like, okay, how are we going to get around, where we're going to live.
Who comes to the table regarding changing of the house and regarding disability able or friendly, so to speak?
Yeah, well, lots of modifications would normally have to be done to most houses.
Does the state or does the Commonwealth pay for that? Or
NDIS.
NDIS. Big shout out.
If you're eligible for NDIS, if you're over 65, you don't get that access to that kind of funding.
Is that right?
NDIS only funds people...
A spinal injury can happen at any time to anybody at any age, any colour.
It certainly can. It doesn't have any preference or prejudice, that's for sure. Yeah.
And if you don't qualify, well, then there's no changes to your house.
Well, no, not really. I think most times people would be kind of looking at maybe going into aged care.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty sad for the over 65s.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
All right, my brother. Look, a very important conversation. Thank you so very much for sharing. And if someone wanted to get in touch with Spinal Life Australia, how do they go about it?
Contact us via our website, spinal.com.au.
Mm-hmm.
Is the easiest way to get in touch with us. Yep.
Good. Carlo, thank you very much. Look, all the best to you, my friend. Keep smiling and all the best to you. You take care.
Thanks, Trevor. Bye.
Bye, Carl. Deadly Yarn there, and it's a peer spinal support worker, and that's Cole McAruth, and he's a peer support worker at Spinal Life Australia, and peer support vital for Australians coming to terms with physical disabilities. And as we mentioned, it can happen at any time to anybody, no matter male, female, black or white, young or old, and there is support there. And reach out, and it just changes your whole life, turns your world upside down. And look, big prayers, love, thoughts going out to people in that situation and who've just come across it in that state. Love, prayers going out to you, but it's not what happens to you in life, it's how you respond to it. And this is the first day to rest your life. That's how I like to put it in regard to a new chapter, move on. And you can be still chase your goals and dreams in a career point of view. If you're driving tractors and loaders or doing something physical that, you know, scuba diving or whatever is your passion, then you have to look at the next passion that you have with the disability you got. But it's not the end of the world. And look for blue skies, make a clean pathway for your future. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Let me be the one that I need to be.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your Yarn and Circle. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor, Tim, Trendy, Trev, Murray from the Curry. We're coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call. Otherwise, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. All right, today we're going to catch up with Tony Gibbs online. Tony, good morning.
Morning, Trevor. I'm ready, brother, and everybody else out there.
How you going, my brother?
Well, I'm battling the universe. It's about three car breakdowns.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm battling stuff, mate. I wanted to round off a story. I'd come on there about last Friday, week ago, about 11 days ago, about people in on a boat in the inlet.
Yes. That's right. I remember the conversation. Yep.
Yeah, right. And the other listeners might know. The main reason I called up is because that is, a fishing spot. It's a dingy ground and a lot of Murrays go fishing there. And if there was a weirdo operating from the boat and hassling women there. So I followed it up to round it off what happened after I talked to you.
Yes.
I looked through the phone book and I come across Australian Maritime Safety phone number, and I called them up and I said, where am I talking to? And they said, Canberra. And I told them the yarn, and I said I couldn't find the water police in the local book, and they said they'll connect me. And so I put the phone down, and within 5 minutes they rang me back.
Good, mate,
something works out there. And they were really interested in the story and glad to be made aware of that situation.
Yes.
And so that's all I could do. So I just wanted to round that up.
Okay. That's fantastic. You know, like, and there was no abduction, so to speak, and no one was hurt. But there's a platform, that something like that could happen.
Something like that could happen. And,
exactly.
You know, and I spoke to somebody that think, you know, they were lucky to get away with their life. And somebody else had to steal a car to get away from there. So there was something in there.
Yes.
And the police were interested. And I said, yeah, it was a really large fishing boat and it was like an industrial dump too. You know, it's like a hulk. And if it sinks in the inlet too, that concerns the maritime safety in the inlet. But that area in the mangroves on this side of the inlet is, as it is called, a dingy country, but that's a fishing spot too, you know.
Exactly.
And I won't be on the air long. I wanted to get that off my chest. I hear there's been a riot at Jerrigan College out there in Gordon Valley.
Okay, I didn't hear that, but
Have a look in the Cairns Post. There's been a riot, a big shutdown there yesterday. I think it was before lunchtime. I'm not going to comment on it, but I'm just saying it happened.
Well, if anyone's listening and is a part of Jerrigan College, and let us know, and let's get the facts before we make the yarn. But thank you for the heads up.
Yeah, somebody else out there would know something, but there's somebody gone to hospital and big police shut down and all kind of stuff happening. All right.
Okay, my brother, thank you for the call. You take care.
Yeah, you too, mate. Everybody else saying too. Thank you. Bye.
Diddly yarn there, Tony Gibbs, and this is your daily program, National Talk Black. If there's anybody out there who knows the drama that went on at Jerrigan College, I hope everyone's safe and everyone's good, teachers and students, then let us know. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. Are we strong enough, or will it long enough to die freely?
for we are turning out. Won't you come see me? I've been missing you really. I've been missing you clearly. Are we strong enough? Strong enough, but we live long enough to die freely. For we are turning us, what you gonna see?
Yeah, Too Deadly. That's 22 Clan here on your daily program, Mac Ridge Barker. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn Up, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live at the First National Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BB and Bumber Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. All ears here, your mob, so Yarn Up Strong. Now, First Nations women from across far north Queensland Queensland and the Northern Territory between the ages 18 and 55 are being encouraged to apply to join the Dedalie Women's Development and Leadership Program. And we're going to talk about that with Dedalie's sister, Lydia Miller, and our Program Director at Indigenous Women's Development and Leadership Program. Leading from the front, my sister, Lydia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well, my sister. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
I'm a Yalanji woman. I'm Kuriwara Yalanji, and our clan estate runs from Kuya Beach right up to Mossman Gorge.
Yes.
And I'm also Western Yalanji, so it's over the Great Dividing Range. And that's my mother's and my grandmother's side. And then on my father's side, I'm Wanyi.
Wanyi. So there's our connection right there, sister.
It's there now. And also, of course, because they were taken to Palm Island, so Bulgarian
yes.
people as well.
Okay, beautiful. Speaking of your beautiful mother, big shout out to her. Those you don't know, Pat O'Shane, and she ran in the last election, federal election. Missed out, but a go-getter and still fired up, and that chapter's not closed, hey, sis?
That's right. She's,
that's your mother.
81 going strong. We celebrated her birthday on Sunday. Then she's like, and then I want to do next.
Yes, thank you.
Like, see, never
stop. Well, my granddad used to say, are you living? You're just waiting to die, and your mother's living it to the fullest, my sister. Let's talk about Dedalie's sisters, First Nation women from far North Queensland and Northern Territory, between the ages 18 and 55, are being encouraged to apply to join the Dedalie Women's Development and Leadership Program. You're heading that up, so tell us about this fantastic space. Girls can do anything. And are we talking about women in a workforce, or I mean women being mothers, grandmothers, that's the ultimate, but are we talking career women, or anybody can apply?
I think we recognize Dedalie women are everywhere in our communities. You know, Dedalie women have held our community together. They've inspired us to go forward. They've kept the culture strong, given us solid values. They've advanced our communities to achieve and excel. And they've done this time and time again through history and against the odds.
Yes.
And what they've done is imagined a better future. They created it from the ground up. We have a lot to thank for the services that we are now beneficiaries of, from medical services to mums and bubs to land councils, et cetera.
Yes.
And they've achieved a success for many in our communities. It hasn't always been their own individual wishes. They've made a strong decision to build from the ground up. And so with this particular Dedalie Women program, what we want to do is recognize that knowledge, experience, that competency and that skill by offering an opportunity for women to gain formal, nationally recognized qualifications with a Certificate 1. Now, Certificate 1 is an entry-level qualification, but in a lot of cases, what women have reflected to us is they've said, you know, I've never, ever had the opportunity to go into further education. I have responsibilities in my community.
Yep.
I can't just travel to, you know, like Kansas City or Brisbane to go and just do what I need to do. So if something could be flexible. So what we looked at is flexibility.
Yep.
And what we are doing is conducting workshops for the achievement of a Certificate 1 in Workplace Skills and a Certificate 1 in Tourism, which is Australian Indigenous Culture. Which will be held in communities. So the three locations are Cairns, Weipa and Burketown. And, of course, I'll be drawing from the local area. So, you know, already we've kind of had an introduction session with Yarrabah and they're very excited. And, of course, in Weipa we're looking at Napranum and Mapoon and Burketown starts to take in Croydon, et cetera. So this is a beginning.
Yes.
So on that basis, it's like it's 4-day workshops and we'll be holding three sessions of those from August to November, and then we're going to finish it off with a networking forum because a lot of people got ideas. Some people want the qualification because they want to just have something that says, yes, I achieved this. Others say, you know, I've got a business idea, how do I develop it?
Yes.
So at the end, which is towards the end of November, we're going to hold a networking forum where they can meet industry leaders. Mm. We're going to have an exhibition of their community projects because this is about looking at who are the role model in our community? And what does it mean to be a role model? And that's really different for everybody. And then, of course, we're also going to have a graduation ceremony because it's good to celebrate our achievements.
Yes, exactly.
So
Well, I just come from the last week here in Cairns. We had the Indigenous Tourism Conference. And look, hats off to all the beautiful sisters out there. Girls can do anything. And there was a really robust go-getters, Indigenous women in business, in the tourist industry. And you're talking about Certificate 1 in tourism. That's a beautiful platform.
It's an entry level and it allows people to go, I see what I need to do to structure my day, you know, to balance my responsibilities. That people have got parental and cultural responsibilities.
Yes.
And then to say, you know what, if I want to go on, I can go on. But sometimes some of the other certificates, people can't make that 18-month to 24-month commitment just yet.
Yeah.
They, you know, it will in the future, as long as you kind of just, you know, get your kind of hands in there and go, okay, I know what this is about. So we're offering that. It's no cost to the participants who come in. So in that sense, it should weigh it up. Like, it's not that you have to go and pay for a course. I think it's really important. What can happen as a result is that, yes, people in communities have got skills that they can organise to set up what activities are what. It could be small business. It could be tourism ventures. It could be, you know, the development of what I call lotions and potions, like as tourism opens up and people will be travelling into these areas. That whole thing about accommodation, retail, you know, pampering is really is huge. And we know that in 2032 the Olympics is coming and there are that volume of people that will arrive on our shores means that once the Olympics is finished, they'll be wanting to see Queensland and North Queensland and far North Queensland. So it's the opportunity to actually grow.
And be ready for it when the Olympics do come, you know? Ventures. Exactly.
Absolutely. Let's be ready for it, yeah.
Now, just talking about the Deadly Women's, is this the inaugural? Has this happened before or is this the first time?
This is the first time.
Yes.
I think people have run it in different ways, and some courses don't have accreditation. I think accreditation is really important. You got to know what it was all about. You want that piece of paper because you can use that piece of paper and it immediately says to other people what you are capable of doing. We know people are capable, but that piece of paper will be able to go, yes, I can do X, Y, and Z. So if people are interested, please give me a call. I am at the Reef and Rainforest Research Centre. That's the organisation here that basically got funding for this from the Office for Women, so that this is a great opportunity that we can develop. The number is 40507400. Or you can go to, or you can send me an email, which is lydia.miller at triplerc.org.au.
All right, fantastic.
And,
for people to apply, if not calling you, can they just apply? How do they apply?
Please go to the Deadly Women website. This is where they can register, and then I'll follow up a phone call with
them. Yep.
So it's www.deadlywomen.org.au.
All right, fantastic. So there's the information there. Otherwise, they can contact you direct on your email or that phone number you're given, 40507400.
That's the one. Yep.
All right, too deadly, my sister. Thank you so very much. Look, this is inspiring. And you as a black woman at that, my sister, I mean, it's the best exercise for your heart is when you're bending down lifting somebody up. And you're in that position, my sister.
Absolutely. I think what's really important is that, you know, we're all responsible for each other. We're only as strong as each other. And everyone's success and achievement is all of our success and achievement.
Exactly.
Because that's the collective. And again, that's our communities. That's how we were growing up.
Yep.
And we need to continue that because that's a really strong value to have.
Too deadly, my sister. Talk about motivate the motivator. Got me fired up. Too deadly, you sisters. Girls can do anything. And thank you very much for the yarn, my sis. Please do keep
thank
in touch.
So
and let's get the women out there, front and centre, my sister.
Lovely. That would be terrific.
Good, darling. Bye-bye.
Okay. See you then.
Beautiful yarn. Lydia Miller is her name. And, like I said, she's daughter of Patricia, Pat O'Shane, and who ran the last election up here in Cairns for the seat of Leichhardt. And Lydia, and big shout-out to her beautiful sister Marilyn as well. Marilyn danced with my sister at AIDT back in the day, Aboriginal Dance Centre down in Sydney. So, look, a very focused and driven sister, and that she's the program director of Indigenous Women's Development and Leadership Program. So, Deadly Sisters out there, you can apply, and they're looking for a First Nation women from across far north Queensland and Northern Territory between the ages of 18 and 55 who have been encouraged to apply to join the Deadly Women's Development and Leadership Program. So you don't have to be in business, you don't have to be in a job. If you think you are deadly, and we know you are, nominate yourself, or somebody out there nominate an auntie, a sister, a cousin. Girls can do anything. Have you saying Yan Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, CBM 98.7. I remember the day. If I'm here, could see what this all means. Let's talk about Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Brother Walker. If I'm here, could see what you're doing. I stand with you in the room. Let's talk about it. Yeah. We hit the streets, begging for the people to see what our life worth, but they don't want to believe. Claiming all lives matter, but you ain't at the rally. I stand on the shoulders of the fan that come before me just the same as you, fan. So what you doing with the fact that you inherited? Disinheritance took the privilege, y'all took the wealth. Took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made to feel lesser. I work with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough for better. I'm working with the government, another pet nigga. New day seems nothing changed, we afraid. We glorifying mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then we can transform this country, heal the pain for my great-grandmama, for my nana, for my cousins, for my sisters and my mama, for our brothers up in lockup, for these white folk who sick and confused, and for these pleas who sick enough to treat us the way that they do, for these politicians who forgot about what it means to operate from a place of humanity, love, forget the pride and self-righteousness, this is gonna take a whole lot more than your good intent, come on, let's go. If only you could see what this all means. Black Lives Matter. If only you could see what you're doing. Let's talk about it. Look, we sacrifice another black voice. Why? Just to prove another white point. Right. I will stand for the justice. I'll tell you what the problem. This is not a problem. This is catastrophic. Mama didn't raise me to become complacent. Now she showed me love in her heart that's so amazing. So I'ma push it forward, praying for the fallen. Dreaming of the day we can look it in the face and not walk on by for the lies that they preach us. The violence, silent agreements, the pride and deceit. My willingness to believe for the nightmare that this time dear to my dream. And I'm dreaming the better ways of a better day and some change that ain't gonna take another couple hundred years. Nothing. We push above where we are. It ain't hard if we all get the courage to get up and get involved with a better life. Come on. If only you could see what this all means. Black life matters. Baby. If only you could see what you're doing to me. Let's talk about it. Family. Look.
Your Black Lives Matters.
For 6 years I've lived in the city. Every night I dream of the sea. They say home is where you find it. Will this place ever satisfy me? For I come from the soul of the people. We always live by the sea. Now I'm down here living in the city with my girl and my family. My went home. My went home.
Take me away. This they call ain't really fit for a king. Cause what I say, I ain't really feel what they done with the place. Y'all can take it all back in exchange for them old ways. I got freedom on my mind. This ain't freedom, fam, they lie. I build castles up in the sky to remind me of how we fly to the coast. Raise a toast for my beautiful Isle of Home. For not where we came from, but where it is that we gone. I tell her, evening, chop wind blows. From the hills all across the plains, I close my eyes, I'm standing, a bird on the sea again. I'm holding on to the spiel, feel I'm close to where it must be. My island, waits for me. My island, home. My island home.
It's me, Bush Takabanji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Love, mother, there's far too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. We have to find a way, to bring some love in here today. With your love,
love. 1, 2, 3. Everybody's saying I'm wrong, cause they don't wanna speak about everything that we are. They trying to push it under the rug, but I'ma speak to these kids now, and I'ma show them some heart. Let them know what we come from, let them know what we stand on. This is black land, fam, let them know what my plans are. Red money, I let them know about my grandma, cause she born from the fire. Now that's the same one that y'all going up against now. Reconcile, we been waiting, but y'all been debating when y'all clueless to what the hell going on. Set the vibes here. Well, I'ma tell all of y'all what the time is. Damn, cuz, what's that? Oh, well, we got the show. Now that's live, I'ma build with the fams now, and I'ma speak where they fail lost. Hey, yo, Australia, y'all did wrong. 2020 gonna be the year that you turn it all around and you give it back. See, the bed's been burning, denying my purpose for far too long where that lie lurking. But, fam, it ain't just one, is it, cuz? Yo.
What's going on with your love?
Yeah, what's going on? That's Jimbla here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, 1-800-422-416 or text a brother 0457140550. And our Facebook page as well, run these teeth for somebody else. Shut up. Facebook page, BBM 987 FM. Let's talk State of Origin. Yes, the second game about to get underway very soon. Let's look at the New South Wales team here. James Tedesco at fullback, and on the wing we have Brian Toho and Daniel Tapu. And in the centres have Matt Burton debut with Stephen Crichton. 5'8 is Jerome Luai, and halfback is Nathan Cleary. In the forwards, Payne Huss. And in the hooker, Abisai Kuroso, Jake Trevorage back into the team, Cameron Murray, Liam Martin, and on lock there, Isaiah Yeo. On the bench, Damien Cook, Angus Crichton, Junior Polo, and Sofia Talakai. So there it is, reserve bench, got Nicholas Hines, Joseph Swale, Jordan McLean from Cowboys, Clinton Gutherson, and Victor Radley. For the Maroons, who we have at fullback, Kalen Ponga, on the wing there, Selwyn Cobby, with Murray Tulagi, who's debut from the Cowboys. In the centres, Valentine Hones, Dan Gagai, Cameron Munster at 5'8", Daly Cher-Evans captain at halfback there. In the forwards, Lindsay Collins, Ben Hunt hooker, and Joseph Papali at the other prop, and Kurt Capewell, and Felice Cavusi in the second row, and with the lock there, Tino Falazusi. And on the bench there, Harry Grant, Jai Arrow, Patrick Carrigan, and Jeremiah Nanai. And then on the reserves, Tom Dearden, Thomas Flegler, Bo Fillmore, Corey Oates, and Reese Walsh. So there it is, and that all kicks off on Sunday, 26th of June. Game 2, 7:50 p.m. over at Optus Stadium, Perth, WA. Represent. All the WA mob love their sports, and rugby league's not a second fiddle as well. So there it is. Have you saying, Jan Upstrong here, National Talkback. 5 minutes left on the program, National Talkback, one-hour program, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS. We come from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And a big shout-out to all our First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours, Daily Black Network. Have all our yarns, all our stories, all our music, and all our interviews with our Daily Black people in all different areas of life, different industries, and not only in the sporting arena, but across the board. So it's a great vehicle, a great voice for our people. So you do utilise it. With that, your mob, Murray going to sign off for today. I'm back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Got the news coming up very soon, so stay tuned for that. And your mob, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Big shout out to beautiful Samantha over WA. Hope you're well, my dear. And your beautiful son there looking after you, your carer, John. And keep smiling. And we yarn soon. Missing you guys.
You cut out a piece of me, and now I bleed internally. Left it without you. Without you, and it hurts for me to think about what life could possibly be like. Without you, without you, I can't believe that you would have been leaving. All of your reasons, I lost my, but you know I didn't mean it. Now I see it, you run and repeat it.
you go. I really wish that we could have got this right. So here I go. Oh, can't make a wife out of a. Oh, I'll never find the words to say I'm sorry, but I'm scared to be alone. You cut out a piece of me.